Until now, he was watching going through the process of seeing the Maisa of a similar bonin. Oh, but now, Kofetz Olav Rugza Shal Yosef, the real story is about this stuff. What's more, I saw others for him explain, Yaakov went through Churban Bayis Risha in representing that he fought with the Malach. But now, when he's coming back the second time, what brings the Churban Sheni? Sinas Chinam. That's what happens. Kofetz Olav Rugza Shal Yosef is a representative, is a Maisa of a similar bonin of the Churban Hasheni. There's another shot from the Chayzim of Lublin. He says like this, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov wants to be B'Shalva of Herzu. The Gezeirah has to come now that he's going to go down to Mitzrayim. How is Yaakov suddenly supposed to go down to Mitzrayim? He's there in Eretz Canaan. What's going to bring him down to Mitzrayim? And there's a Gezeirah. There's a process here that he's supposed to be in Mitzrayim. L'Chayr the Matzah would be suddenly come some Mitzrayim. They would tie him down with Shal Shalois, Shal Barzel. And they would mamash take him down. Over Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov didn't want to go through such a process that his mom is going to be kidnapped and grabbed with iron chains. So Kofetz Olav Rugza Shal Yosef. The process was that it went through Dafka, the Rugza Shal Yosef, that Dafka he should go down B'Shalva. Punkt faker. The Rugza Shal Yosef was the Hechatimza, how Yaakov went down B'Shalva. I saw another shot in the Tiferes Yoinison from Rav Yoinison Eibishitz. He says a beautiful word. The Medrash says that Yosef was Nimgar Talkov. Yosef was Nimgar because Yaakov married two sisters. What's the Shaychus? Is the MS is, there's a whole Shiloh. What was the head for Yaakov to marry the two sisters? So the MS is like this. First he married Leah and was Makadesha with Bia. But the Etzim Rachel was already supposed to be Makudeshis with the Schar of the Avoidah. But there's a whole Sugya, the Marsho explains like this in the Sugya Sanhedrin, it's totally in the Machloikis. If Yeshna l'schiris metchila v'atsoif, or Einin l'schiris el l'besoif. Yaakov thought that Einin l'schiris el l'besoif, and therefore that's why the Kedushin to Rachel could also be chal, otherwise it would be Makadosh b'milvah. The same, that's a long shtick of the Marsho says. Ober, the Rabbi Yenzin Abishas, it brings an alshech. There's a famous shayla of schar mitzvah is ikka b'hai alma, right? Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva. That means he wants schar mitzvah b'hai alma. The concept, whether there's schar mitzvah b'hai alma, is also totally if Yeshna l'schiris metchila v'atzoif, and you get it the entire time. Well, no, ein l'schiris el l'besoif. So the Rabbi Shlomo is saying is Herzog, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. You want to get schar in this world, but that means that Yeshna l'schiris metchila v'atzoif. Aber l'shitoscha, you paskan out like that because you held your lattice day with Rachel, and you gave birth to a Yosef based on that. So the Rugza Shal Yosef shows that you can't have Bikesh Leishev B'Shalva. That's a pilpul. Then it's Rashi's mamshik when he says this word, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, Rashi adds, Loi die with tzaddikim, mashem etuken avurim oylem habo. Hey, mevakshim gam oylem hazeh. Tzaddikim on oylem hazeh also. So there's a beautiful part from the Ksav Sefer. It's a merit of the Gezach. Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is given oylem habo. Esav is given oylem hazeh. That's all he is. Oh, but it's interesting. Yaakov is promised oylem habo, but the whole time when he's going through oylem hazeh, he's worried if he's going to get oylem habo. Meanwhile, the goyim faker, they're positive that they are going to get oylem habo. What's the pshat? Says the Ksav Sefer Meiridik. The goyim will promise oylem hazeh, but to go to oylem hazeh, thinking that you're not going to get an oylem haba, what's for an oylem hazeh is this? So for the goyim to richtig have oylem hazeh, they go through the oylem hazeh anger at that they're going to get oylem haba, and they don't. But at least they have oylem hazeh. The yidden faket, they promise oylem haba and not oylem hazeh. But going through an oylem hazeh, if you already be bodukum manusa the muftach that you have your oylem haba, this is oylem hazeh alei. For them not to have oylem hazeh is that they have to be choishish they're not. Eilu Togus Yaakov Yosef and Shvasrei Shana. The pasuk says that Yosef was 17. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos ben Shmoyna Esrei l'chupa. But if you do it at the Rambam in Nuchas Ishes Perek Tesvav Halacha Beis, the Rambam says a person's supposed to be makadosh and isha at the age of 17. The Mishnah says 18. Is the emes is the Kesef Mishnah already says that the pshat of the Rambam means erusin at 17, and then it's a year in those days. A year between Erisin and Nesuin. So Erisin at 17 means Shmoyne Esri L'chupa. But there's another pshat, and a lot of Achronim talk about it. I saw there's an Arichas in the Rishash in Ksubis Tafnun, that everything in that Mishnah, Ben Chomesh L'mikra, Ben Esri L'mishnah, Ben Chomesh Esri L'gmara, Ben Shmosh Esri L'mitzvahs I skipped, Ben Shmoyne Esri L'chupa v'chule, it all means when you enter that year. It means when you enter that year. Shmoyne Esri L'chupa means when you enter your 18th year. When you enter your 18th year, it's when the day after your 17th birthday. That's how it goes, right? On your first birthday, what's happened? You were already alive for a year. You're entering your second year, and we say you're 1 year old. Yeah, that's how it goes. So, Ben Shmoyne Esri L'chupa means Taka 17. And there's a remez because it says later on in Parshas Vayigash that Yosef asks Binyamin, who are these 10 sons? And Binyamin tells him the names. And Binyamin says one of the names is Chupin. And the Targum Yonasan says, because Yosef, my brother, when he was Timnesar, v'roi l'chupa, when he was 18 and roi l'chupa, he was captured away. Say, on the pasuk mufurish in the 17. The Torah says, yeah, 17 means 18. 17 means 18. Loi toiv he Yosef adam levada. Toiv is 17. Toiv is the match of 17. When it's 17, motza isha, motza toiv. It's all the right that 17 tak means 18. Lefiza, when it says shishin lezikna, shishin leseva, you stand up for a 59-year-old and a 69-year-old, not a 70. Ay, bar mitzvah says, mensh Israel the mitzvahs. Dr. Rashash, that Mishnah, the time of that Mishnah, Rav Yehuda ben Tema, he holds that you become bar mitzvah at the age of 12. We don't pass them like that, but we do pass them like the other things. But he said it's obvious that that's the cheshvan of the Mishnah, what it means, shvasre, that means shmanasre l'chupa. The emesis is a pella, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that a person's supposed to get married at 18. So the Chelkas Machoikik asks, Mamish in the beginning of Eben Ezer, he says he doesn't understand. Ben Chomish LeMikra, and how many years we give him to learn Mikra? 5 years. Ben Eser LeMishnah, 5 years for Mishnahis. Ben Chomish Asher LeGemara, and then you're giving only 3 years. You're giving only 3 years. Ben Shmanesh LeChopo, 5 years for Mikra, 5 years for Mishnah, and 3 years you could do Gemara. So there are those that say, yeah, if you go with this sheet to 5 years of Mikra, 5 years of Mishnah, based on Shanaos, Angeret, 3 years you could finish the Ganze Zach. Velach Alb Shaz Devils. Redzach, Nizder Alb, Nizder Alb. Ober, the Chalkis Machoikin says, he says, this 2 years Nach the Chasna, you can still have running on you. So, my Shver is a Chatzadik Lavrocha, used to say, the Kasha may coralesce. You're asking 5 years for Mikra, 5 years for Mishnah, so it should have been 5 years for Gemara. It's not 5 years for Gemara. Gemara is a Gansa life. A person learns a Gansa life. 3 years, you need to make a Cheskas Gimel Shonen, to make a Chazokah, if you're a Derech Halimut, or something like that. Definitely you need 3 years for. It's not five years Mikra, 5 years Mishnah, 5 years Gemara. Mikra, Mishnah, and the Amal's Gemara. Shisha Nesechta, still you, there's 120 Moskva. I think you're right with the whole Kasha. Vayobe Yosef is the Bosom Royal of VM. Rashi brings that they had three times, three divos. That the Shvatim eating Abram and Achai, that they were Mezalzel in the Bnei Ashvacha, used to call them Avodim, and they were Choshed on the Arais. And therefore Yosef was Nemesh in all three. Keneged Abram and Achai, Vayishchetu Sir Izin. Keneged Avodim, he was Nimkar as an Eved. And Keneged Arais, Vatisa Eishas Adoinov. Azizak Rashi. The Proshas Drochim, many others follow in this, but we always go with this Mahalik of the Proshas Drochim. The premise is a vikuach if the ovois and the shvatim and the entire process of the bnei ha'ovois tul matan Torah, do they have the status of a yisrael or of a benoyach or both l'chumra? We talk about this kaseidur in the parshis. However, it's interesting that the parshas Drochem himself he brings down this as a machlekes achroyim taka and he brings rice l'kanu l'kanu the achroyim. But then he boys that not only is it a machlekes achroyim, it's a machlekes rishonim. And then he's mamshich the shtickle that not only is it a machlekes rishonim, it's a machlekes tanoim. And slowly he builds it, but in the end, the epitome of the shtickle is that he says that was the machlekes Yosef and the brothers. Yosef holds they have a din of Ben Noyach, and the brothers hold they have a din of Yisrael. V'vezeh muzbar hakol. The brothers hold they have a din of Yisrael. So yes, they're more special than the Bnei HaShvachos. The Mezalz have to call them Avodim, because they're Richtig Yidden, they're Bnei Shvachos. Yosef L'shitas, he holds them anyways all the din of Ben Noyach, so they're all the same. Abram and Achai. They were eating a ben pakua. Ben pakua is mutter to a Yisroel. So, l'shitasim that they were a year, they were taka mutter to eat it. Yosef, who holds that they have a din of ben noyach, he's the one that's being moitzi diva on them. Now, Yosef, by Yisroel, ahaves Yosef, ki ben zukunim huloi. The Balaturim says that ben zukunim means is the gematria roz. Because he taught him all the Rosei Torah. It's also Gematria Or. He taught him Kolote Rekula. He taught him Ben Zakunim. The Balaturim brings another shot that Zakunim means, he taught him Gans Shas. Zakunim is Rosh HaTevis, Zroyim, Kochim, Noshim, Yeshuas. Yeshuas is Nezikin. Say the Nezikin is called Yeshuas. Come on, Shas. And Moyed. Zroyim, Kochim, Noshim, Yeshuas, Moyed. Where's Taris? Let's say the Taris. So one shot is Zakunim. Zakunim is written like it's a Vav. Zakunim. The Vav is Vodas. The same way The Gemara darshens that pasuk in Gemara Shabbos connected to Sishas Rishis Mishnah. So the same way the Yud is Yeshuas, the Vav is Vodas. I just saw yesterday in the Zera Shimshin, he says, no, that was the Ksoinis Pasim. The Ksoinis Pasim represents Seder Taurus, that his begodim were miyuchid, that oichle kochim were their begodim were midras to clap the other people. That's what it meant. So the Ksoinis Pasim represents the Seder Taurus. Now we said that maybe that was the Machlekes Yosef and the brothers. The Sfarim also explained that maybe the Machlekes Yosef and the brothers was that the Emes, the Ovois, were pioneering each one a different Mahalach. Avram was Chesed. Now Avram, Chesed, Yitzchak is not Chesed. Yitzchak is Gvura, an anger Mahalach. Yishmael is the Psoilus of Avram's Chesed. Chesed who is Arise. That's Yishmael. Yishmael represents Arise. By Arise, the Torah says Chesed who. Yitzchak is Gvura, and Yaakov is not Mamshech, and he makes Tiferes, which is a tziruf of both. Esav is the Psoilus of Gevura, Ritzicha, the Psoilus of Gevura. And finally, Yaakov is Mitasei Shlenga, but the brothers thought and were choshed that maybe Yosef holds that his Mahalach of Yisoid is necessary, and it is necessary, but that Yosef holds after the captain his Mahalach of Yisoid is necessary, that the Pharisees is not enough, and they're going to be ousted, the same way Yishmael is ousted from the system, and Esav is ousted from the system. The brothers thought that Yosef wants to, the Yisrael law of us Yosef, and that the Pharisees needs Yisoid, and that they're going to be ousted. That was the Bikuach. Now he starts telling them the chaloymos. It's interesting. The Al Shach Hakadosh is Mudaik. By the first chaloym it says Vayisnu Oisay. They hated him. By the second chaloym it says Vayikanu. And the Pshazi says the first chaloym they hated him because Stam Nicholim about the Alumim, which maybe he was thinking about during the day. So they hated him. Why are you thinking like that in these terms that you're going to be the leader? But in the second dream with the Shemesh Yireach, it's two way out. That the father Guf is Mishtachaveh. Can't be he thought like that. Must be it's a real chaloym. And now they're hopping on a tzitzit. Now they started being Makana. Because they saw the Yesh Dvarim Begoy. In the beginning it was Stam Sinner because they thought Stam he's battling a Moyach, making a choice. It's also interesting that Ramban is Medai. In the first dream, all of the Alumois representing the other Shvatim, but the representation of Yosef is also an Aluma. Yosef is also represented by a bundle of wheat. In the second Chalim, there's the Shemesh Yireach and the Kechavim, but they're not Meshtachav, I don't know how Kechavim are Meshtachav, but they're not Meshtachav to Yosef's Koichav, they're Meshtachav Lee. Yosef was there in the dream. And it's who within Zakhtin Amban, because in the Pisrain, the first time the brothers came down without Yaakov, and they bowed down to Yosef, they didn't even know it was Yosef. They were bowing down to Tavur. They wanted food. They came down for food, and they bowed down to the person who's supporting them, the food, the Mashbir. Yosef wore Mashbir. They bowed down to the Tavur that represents Yosef. They didn't even know it was Yosef. The second time it was Takashemesh, Koichavim. Yosef Alein, there was Takavanos. Yosef the Ramban. That was the difference in the two chaloymas. There's also fascinating that the Pesukim when Yosef is describing his chaloymas, Kasevi, the pasuk says, Vehine anachnu ma'almin, Vehine kama alumosi, Vehine sesubenu. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, what's the Vehine? That Yosef was saying how vivid his dream was. Because a dream that comes as a chaloym stam, when you thought Dvorim B'Tehillim during the day, it comes at all tzimisht. And Yosef was being matmish that it's true, the Vehine that it's vivid. As I saw the Rechaim, I saw a different shot. The Meshech Chochma says, Vihine means that he was besimcha. He brings a Sefri in Pashas Kairach. Vihine is Lashon Simcha. That's what they were upset about him. Vayisnu Oisei al Chalei Moisov v'al Dvorov. Mainly you're saying over the dream, but you're saying it with such a geschmack. That's what they were upset about. That's the Vihine that they were upset about. So the Shemesh and the Yireach are Meshtachavim Li. The Shemesh is Yaakov. The Koichavim is the Yudos, the Chadasar Shvatim. Vidina Heichan Hoysa. You know, last week it says that Yaakov came with a Chadasar Yelodov. And the Rashi asks, Vidina Heichan Hoysa. So Dina was in the box. Where was Dina this time? Vidina Heichan Hoysa. Well, why is Dina not in the Chaloy? Vidina Heichan Hoysa. Dina was the Yireach. Dina was the Yireach. The Yireach was Bila. Dina was Yosef's shvigar because he married Osnas, who was the daughter from Dina and Shechem. The shvigar even in the chaloyim is not mishtach. Dina is not in the chaloyim. What? Yeah, that's another shvigar that they were switchovers like the other pshat. Yeah. Now they come back to Yaakov, and Yaakov suddenly says, Torek, Torah, Yosef. Rashi says it was Nitznesoi Bore Ruach HaKodesh that he saw that in the end there's going to be a Taref Taref, that Eshes Potiphar is going to start off with him. That's what he meant. It was Epesu Ruach HaKodesh in Yaakov's words, Taref Taref Yosef. I saw the Haflo on the Panam Yaakov, he says a different shot, that Ruach HaKodesh. Yosef was supposed to have 12 Shvatim. No, Yotze Eser, Tipois Mimeno, and who instead was Zoycha? He was Zoycha to two Shvatim, Manasseh and Ephraim. Who was Zoycha to the other 10 sons? Binyamin instead of him. Taref Taref Yosef. Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof. Binyamin, he saw Ruach HaKodesh, that Binyamin is going to be Taref. Binyamin is going to be Taref. This that Yosef is supposed to be an Av and have 12 Shvatim, he saw that Binyamin is supposed to be Torah him. Now Reuben is not there. He comes back afterwards. Vayela deinenu vani ona ani bo. So there's a medrash that says, when Reuben says, vani ona ani bo, he's really saying, where am I going to go with the Maisa Billah? Suddenly he's correcting about the Maisa Billah. Why suddenly now is it Nisoyer of the Maisa Billah? So I saw two beautiful pshatim. First off, Flo says a pshat. The MS Reuben was chayte support. But there was a gevissa pagam Reuben did by Maisa Billah. Now always he thought that maybe he's not going to be nenash because he's less than 20. Well, he was less than 20 by the Maisa, and he thought maybe pachas mi ben esrim, there's no einish in Shemai. But now he sees Yosef is gone. Yosef was less than 20, 17, 18. We discussed certainly not 20. And Yosef was nenash anyway. Something they put him in the bar. He's gone. Something happened. So you see, you could be nenash even less than 20 now. But ona ani bo, what's going to be with me? Another pshat is, the reason Reuven was not worried as much about Chet Bilah is because Yosef's dream, Acharas or Kechavim. And he was convinced, it's not Dina. He knows that 11's Kechavim includes him. And that was his, it was calming him down that he's not going to be Nenesh from Isa Bilah. Because Yosef's dream is what convinced him that it's good. But now Yosef is gone, it's not going to happen. It was all a Chaloyim Dvarim B'Tehelim. So now, Bani Onan Iba, what's going to be with Isa Bilah? Until then, what was holding him up was Taka the Chaloyim Yosef. Yeah, there's a big sugi of Yevamos over here, Yehuda the Tamar. It's interesting, there's a medrash. The medrash says, Ki anoichi yadati, brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Ki anoichi yadati as hamachshavos. Shvatim hayu asukim b'mechiras Yosef. Yosef is Isaac b'saka b'tanisa. Yosef is Isaac going down to Mitzrayim. Reuven is doing tshuva. Yehuda Isaac to be Lisa Isha. V'akadosh Baruch Hu, Isaac v'boirei oyrish al Mashiach. Because, Avad, we know the Mashiach is a behalten, Hastara Shev Hastara. From this story comes Peretz, Zerach, the Malchus Beis David, Mashiach. You know, Le'enei Basra would look like Yehuda is not the main factor in the story. Yezayit Vayera Yehuda. But from Dotan come Mashiach. Then Mr. Kotzer, he connects different things. Every one of them was doing tshuva. Yehuda also wanted to do, Yehuda's Mahalach of tshuva was Chosen Moichel, and Kol Avinoisev, Oichet HaMahalach. He went and got married. But all the Shvatim were doing tshuva. His Mahalach, Yehuda's Mahalach was the Mahalach from Chosen Moichel. That was Oichet HaMahalach from tshuva. But it's very interesting, the Yibam that's going on over here, I mean, Er, Oinon, and then waiting for Sheila, it's a sugi of Yibam. Was Yibam Noyed before Mount Tyre? The mice like this. The Gemara wants to learn how Esed Dechaloises Hashayesh Bekoris by Yibam, Alea, from Pesach Tamid and Nila. And the Gemara, for those that are way long time ago, were holding there, or going to be holding there, the Gemara says you can't learn that from Pesach Tamid and Nila, because they were mitzvahs that were even koydim adibur. Mashen came. What, Yibam? Yibam was also koydim adibur, frankly. They have a story of Yibam in. So Ritter says, no, it wasn't real Yibam. Yibam was only after Mount Tyre. No, they did Yibam because of his kind who call it Tyre Kul. It wasn't real Yibam. But others don't know that it was Richtig Yibam. Then it says, the Sherej of this Shaila is Geboit, the Rambam in Hilchas Melochim. The Rambam says, Shisha in Hilchas Melochim Perek, that's a very important Rambam. Shisha mitzvahs nefnava adam arishon. Except for Avram and Achai of the Shev mitzvah Noach. Noach was Moisef, Avram and Achai. Avram was Moisef Shachris and Milo. Yitzchak was Moisef Milcha and Maisris. Yaakov was Moisef Meirav and Giranoshe. Amram was Moisef more mitzvahs in Mitzrayim. And Moisef, but Moisef Hishlam is called mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't bring Yehuda. On the other hand, The Rambam is quoting a Medrash, and the Emes, a lot of the Neschois in the Medrash, it adds, it, after Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it says, Yaakov was Moisef, Giranoshe, and Meiriv, and then it adds, Yehuda was Moisef, Yibam. And that's the Shaila, is the Yibam of Yehuda over here a real Yibam, or just they're fearing Ois, the Inyan of Yibam? But either way, you have to understand, there's a lot of Shver in the Kudus here, maybe we'll just touch upon a few of them, after Yevamos Dekoyfim. Yehuda, not knowing who Tamar was Mezana with, and understood that she was Mezana, said, Hoy Tziyu Avisi Sarev, Chi of Misa Sreifa. Why is she chayiv sreifa? Rashi says in Chumash b'shem Rav Meir, Rav Ephraim Makshav b'shem Rav Meir, because she was the daughter of Shem, she was a Bas Koyin. Okay, so she was a Bas Koyin. A Bas Koyin Pnuya is not Chai Sreifa. The Teretz says Rashi means she was a Shemeres Yobam. She was Zokok, she had Zika. And a Shemeres Yobam, well, the truth is a Bas Koyin Shemeres Yobam is Manazeh, is only Malkus, doesn't get Sreifa. But I guess in those in their dinim, Shemeres Yobam of a Bas Koyin gets Sreifa. But it turns out in the end that Tamar knowingly was with Yehuda. Yehuda didn't know. And then she finds out. He finds out. She shows him the psil and the chesemes. And he says, tzotka mimeni. One second. Tamar was Yehuda's daughter-in-law. Kalosai. Kalosai is also to a Benoyach. Kalosai is also by Benoyach. Machalik is Rishai. Rashi and Sanhedrin brings that Kalosai is also to a Benoyach. So what's Yehuda saying, tzotka mimeni? She was nechshel in a big aveira of Kalosai. There's two options here. Either Kalosai is not a Sadu Benoich, a lot of Rishonim hold like that. You can still kvetch and ask, but Yehuda keeps the whole Torah. Say, Shini Machmor and Kalosai, I was thinking of keeping the whole Torah. Or you can learn that it's Taka Kalosai. But there's Rishonim that say that Koidim and Torah Yibam was not only with a brother, it was with any relative. And Yehuda, unknowingly, Tamar knowingly, and Yehuda unknowingly, was really doing Yibam. And that's what was really happening. And that leads us to the next step. It says afterwards, when Yehuda finally finds out what's happening, it says, "V'lo Yosef oiv l'daita." There's a machloikis tanoim in this. And Rashi already brings it. Yesh oimrim loy posak, yesh oimrim loy hoisik. Did Yehuda stay with Tamar after that? Achayram, the tzad that he did, how does he stay with her? It's kalosai. First of all, benoyach is also the kalosai. And even if you tell me there's a heter of Yibam, but the heter of Yibam is only the Rishonim. What's the heter to stay? What's the heter to stay with Kalosai? On the other hand, if you'll tell me, the Ramban says, if you'll say that there's no Isser of Kalosai to a Benoyach, why didn't Yehuda stay with her? Because there was still Zika, she was Zokuk to Shelo. She was Zokuk to Shelo, so she was still a Shemeres Yobam. She was still a Shemeres Yobam, and that's why she can't stay with Yehuda, because she's Zokuk to Shelo. What? Shemeres Yobam. No, it's just Shemeres Yobam. He doesn't have a mitzvah anymore. But the mitzvah is over. Chadisr is also over. There's no mitzvah anymore. He did the mitzvah of Yibam. But that's the pellet. If he did the mitzvah of Yibam, why is he still Zokuk to Shela? What's more, why doesn't Shela just do Chalitza? So some Achronim say there was no Chalitza, Koidim and Toir, only Yibam. The Shemda goes like that. But I want to go one step further. It says that they were waiting for Shela to grow up. Ad Yigdal Shela, Pen Yomasu Ke'echav, Zok Techasim Seifer. Why were they waiting for Shela to become a Gadol? Yabam Kotan, Mechoshish, just like this, Be'emes, she was a Katlonis, because she already killed two husbands. And Katlonis, like some sheep, is already the third time, it's already Asr. But for Yibam, it wouldn't be a problem, because Shoimer Mitzvah, Layeda Dovara, and it wouldn't be a problem. But that's only if it's a Vade Mitzvah. If Shayla's a Kotan, most chances is Yabam Kotan could do Yibam after he's 9 years old. There's a small chance he's a Sris. We're not Choshish Lemayuta, only Rav Meir. But over here, where it's Katlonis, For Dvar Sakona ain't Sankhana Roy. I'm not sure if we hold like that in the Pesachim, but for in a Mokam Sakona ain't Sankhana Roy. So you have to wait till Shelo's a Gadol. When he's a Gadol, it's going to be Vada Yibum. Then you can take the risk of Katlonis, because he could be Daicha. But until then, not. Now there's another Shiloh Yibum. Again, Tamar, let's assume, what was Tamar planning to do? If she knows she's Zakak to Shelo, why is she going with Yehuda? So either she holds Kalosi's not Asr, or she holds we're doing Yibum. But there's an interesting Shiloh, a Melech is not Miyabim. Yehuda has a Din Melech. Yehuda's a din melech. So she wasn't sure not. If he has a din melech, there's no yibam with Yehuda. Again, going kaidim on Torah, there's yibam even with father-in-law, with other relatives. But if he has a din melech, ain't yibam b'melech. So she needed to test to see if he's a melech. So what did she do? She asked him for his stick, for his walking stick and for things. If he's a melech, he wouldn't give it up. Ein mishtamshin, v'sharvita shel melech. So the fact that he gave it up shows she understood from that he's not a melech, and that's why she taka could do with the yibam. Now I have a shayla. When for sure he was a melech. When did he lose his malucha? It says Vayered Yehuda. When exactly did he lose the malucha? I don't know. But the fact that he's giving her the stick now shows he's not a melech now. But maybe it's Nesra. Maybe he was a melech. You have to know if you have the cheshbonis of Nesra over here, koydim an Torah, because if he originally was a melech, it might also be a problem. There's also another thing that Ramban writes over here. It says originally when he told when he told Aaron, when he told Oinon to do the, he said, he told Oinon, that Ramban writes over here in Parshas Vayeshev, he says, there are those that mistakenly think that the Indian of Yibam is that you're supposed to call him by his name. That when you have the child, the Yibama has a child from the second brother, you give the name, you call him by the name of the dead brother. The Ramban says there's no such Indian. He says, if that's the Indian, Oinon would have been willing to do it. What's getting on? His kid's going to be called heir. That, he says it's a much deeper Indian that the Zerah is Nisiachis to the old brother, not to him. And it's a much deeper Indian. It's not Stam an Indian to call the name. I don't know, yes or no, but it's interesting that Lamaisa, in the end, when she finally did this supposed Yibam with Yehuda, you know, we always clear by Nefila Shnia, if it falls twice, who are you being Miyavim, the first brother, the second brother? Interessant, it was born twins. You know, the other ones always saying, if by Nefila Shnia, you're being Miyavim both brothers, well, Kadav Zayn Atzvillin, Grad is Dot Zvillin. Grad is Dot Zvillin. Yeah, okay. There's a lot of more Yevamis, but we're going to move on. Later in the Parsha, you have to out-copy a little bit, Hazeh. Yosef is Hurad Mitzrayimah. Right, you have Yosef and Yehuda. This forum will talk about that. There's Yosef, there's Yehuda, there's two different Mahalchim in the Avodas Hashem. There's the Yehuda Mahalach, Yosef Mahalach. Shine. Vayhi Hashem es Yosef, vayhi ish matzliach. Mordechai Gazach, Yosef learned in his father's yeshiva for in the beginning when he was younger. That's not when he's called matzliach. Later on, he's going to be a king, a mamash in charge of the whole world, the whole financial world he's running. That's not when he's called matzliach. When he's here in the lowest madrega, that he's the lowest situation, but he's oymid bin esoyin, v'astara shebetoicha v'astara, that's matzliach. That's matzliach. You have to know matzliach. People have musogim matzliach. A person is in a bissel of the parsha, but he's misgaber. Vahi Hashem es Yosef, vahi es matzliach. Can't just listen. Veredos is matzliach. Yeah, there ain't that listen when he's matzliach. But it's interesting. This forum talk about it says vahi Hashem es Yosef. Pshat zaseh. The Shem Havaya is 26. Just to set this up, the Elam has to Alta Cheshvin. Yosef is Gematria 156. That's Shem Havaya 6 times. Yosef is Gematria 156. That's Shem Havaya 6 times. It's also Gematria Tzion. It's also Gematria Antiochus. And it's also Gematria Melech Yovan. And that's for next week. We'll have to work that out. There's Grace and Yonim in them. But Yosef is 6 times Shem Havaya, 156. Yaakov, 182, is 7 times Shem Havaya. And Yitzchak, 208, is 8 times Shem Havaya. That's just on paper, the facts. Yosef is 6 Shem Havaya, 156. Yaakov is 7 times Shem Havaya. Yitzchak is 8 times Shem Havaya. Now the Pasuk says, Vayhi Hashem es Yosef. Yosef had an extra Havaya. He was Zoicha to be Mischaber to his father. He saw Dmus Yuknoi Shel Aviv. He was Oymid Ben Yisoyin. So it was Vayhi Havaya es Yosef. Yosef got the extra Havaya. He got to the Darug of Yaakov. Vashteitzach Yaakov and Yosef together. Yaakov, Yosef, the Chibur is already 13 times Shem Havaya. That's Zundim Shmuz. But a similar thing you have, Esav is Gematria 376. What's the pshat? The Etzem Esav has all 7 Nidois from the Tzad Atuma, but when he had it Bishlemus, Bishlemus is 50. So Esav is 50 times 7 is 350. But then, if you remember, Yitzchak gave 7 brachas to Yaakov. That's why Yaakov is Shem Havaya 7 times. That was 7 times Shem Havaya. But then Esav begged him when he comes and says, ha bracha achas l'cha avi, do you have a bracha for me also? So he gave him 1 bracha. He gave him 1 Shem Havaya. That's why Esav is 376. He had 7 times, but by Esav again, the Midas Atum is 50 each, so he had 350. Plus he got like 1 Shem Havaya from Yosef, from his father Yitzchak. When Yaakov is meeting up with him, Yaakov is meeting up with the Shpitz Esav that has his 7 full Koichas Atuma, 350, plus the Shem Havaya. So Yaakov bows down 7 times. And every time he bows down, he's Mishtachav, it's taking away one of those Koichas Atuma. What's left with Esav after he took away his 7 Koichas Atuma? Just Shem Havaya. Vayhi Havaya. Then it's not a problem anymore. That's why Vayhi Shaked, the end of the later. He took away all the Tzad Arav Esav, you're left with just the Shem Havaya alone. That's what he's left with. Yeah. Now it says, Yosef sees the most Yuknoi Shel Aviv convincing him to be Oymid Ben Esayim. The Gemara says in Shabbos and in Yuma also that Yaakov came and told Yosef, you're going to be erased from the Avnei HaChoshen. All of the Shvatim are Zoyche to have their names on the Avnei HaChoshen. We know each Evan of the Choshen had a different name of the Shvatim. And he told him, you're going to be, you're not going to be, you're not going to be on Davonim. But the Chassam Sofer says it's much more than that. Yaakov had an Negius. Because we need that all the Chof Beis Oisiyas should be on the Avnei HaChoshen. Because when the Urim V'Tumim is Mefarsim, a message with Ruach HaKodesh, Durch the Avnei HaChoshen, the specific Oisiyas that are the message lit light up. The only Samach in the entire names of the Shvatim is by Yosef. There's no other Samach. Without Yosef, there's no Samach. How would there be a Samach? So the Pshat says, if he makes a cheshbon, I'm going to say b'ktzara. The pasuk says about Avnei HaChoshen, the Avonim tiyu al Shmois Bnei Yisrael. And there's a shaila. What does that mean? The Avonim would be on the names of the Bnei Yisrael. Some say it means that on each stone, besides that it said the name of the Shevet, it also said the name of the stone. Oidem, Pitadah, Berekes, Noifech, Saper, Yalim. It also said the names of the stone. But the Maskana, the Gemara says in Yuma, no, it didn't say the name of the stone. It said the names of the Ovois. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shifta, Yishur. Zot Yaakov, the only way it has Samach is because your name Yosef. If we're going to have to take your name out, then we're going to have to also put back the names of the stones for a Sapir. And then I won't even say my name either, because the only reason I had to say Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov is because it didn't say the names of the Avonim. But if we're going to have to take Yosef out, so I'm also going to lose out. Now the Gemara also says, when he told this to him, he says, you want to get your name taken out of the stones, and you'll be called V'roya Zoynes Ya'abed Hoin? That's the Lashon of the Pasuk in Mishlei. What's Hoin? Hoin is because Yosef, the Gemara says, had an extra letter added, and Yehoisef, because the stones have to have a certain amount of letters, and it said Yehoisef, that's the hey. And also it said Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Shifte Yeshurin, and those letters also were spelled out on each shavit, so each stone should have exactly six letters. The Vav and Nun of Yeshurin was by Yosef, because Binyamin is already six letters by itself. So Yosef was going to lose out, besides his extra, his etzem name of Yosef, he was going to lose the hay of Yosef, and also lose the Vav Nun of Yeshurin. So it's going to be V'roya Zoynois Ya'abed Hoin. That's what Yaakov was telling him, that you're going to lose out on. We're coming close to Hanukkah. We say in a pizmoin, it's called Mois Tzur. Mois Tzur is each stanza, it starts with a letter, it spells out the name Mordechai. And we know that the Reish Rois of Anashi is really about the Nes of Mitzias Mitzrayim, and another one is Chivonim Nikbetzu Alai is the one about Hanukkah. The rest is not about Hanukkah technically. Chasoyv Zeroya Kachek, his boy from Kloli, a tefillah for the Gula. But you also have in Mois Tzur, I want to tell him one akudah, which is Lachar Hanukkah Dekin Akudah. Mois Tzur Yeshuasi, Lacha Noel Shabeach, Tikoin based Filosi, Visham Toidon is Abeach. Which Toidon? Visham Toidon is Abeach. Which Toidon? It says we're going to bring a carbon Toidon. What's the carbon Toidon? What's the shaykhness of a carbon Toidon by the Hanukkah? It's not a carbon Toidon. Mashiach came, we'll bring a carbon Toidon. The emes is, in the Sugin Shavuos, next week's Daf, in Daf Yomi, the Gemara talks about if you're moistif on the Erev Azores, if you want to enlarge in Yerushalayim, it's a whole process, you have to do a whole thing, and part of the process is to bring a carbon toida. So it's Vashem Toida is a Beach to Al Hisophas Erev Azores, you can moistif on Yerushalayim. But if she could say a Pshat, the Shom Toida is a Beach, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Kol Azaveach is Yitzroi. All of Nemar Zeveach Toida Yechav Denani. If someone shechts his Yetzahara, he's right to bring the carbon Toida. So I think we're talking over here about the Shechita. We're talking about the Shechita of the Yetzahara. There's a whole Sugi in the end of Sukkah that talks about Shechting the Yetzahara. And I think it's exactly appropriate to Chanukah, because on Chanukah we say we're doing Lahoidois. Lahoidois. How does a person give Haidah? Another word with Lahoidois is Lehisvadois. You know, on Leil Yom Kippur, we said a tefillah right after Ma'ariv, May Erev Ad Erev. Ad is 74. Ayin Dalet is 74. There are exactly 74 days from Leil Yom Kippur to Leil Erev Shel Chanukah. May Erev Ad Erev. There's a connection. On Yom Kippur it's Lehisvadois, and on Chanukah it's Lehoidois. Both of those things need clarity, transparency, and an oifen of that you have borer, that you shechted the toy from the ra, you separated the toy from the ra, and then from the penimius can come out of vidui that you chaf what you did wrong and al hoidos. So duchsech dafka, the oyer of Chanukah, the oyer of Chanukah that lights up a little bit, that we realize what's real and what's not, is it's very appropriate that it says v'sham toidin is a bech, because kol azivayach is yitzroi loy lahavi carbon toid, the carbon toid, meaning the hakara of splitting the ra from the toif. Now another big inyan by Chanukah is everyone talks about persume nisa al derech avoida. A nes means that a person, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, went beyond what he had to, right? The avoida of our persume nisa in all of our avoida, Shem Fashtetzach, in the Yonav of Chanukah, but Bechlal, and our learning, and our avoida, and our tefillah, and our machaverim, and our makam, and everything, is to go beyond. Because if a person will make a nes, and taka try, attempt, and be matzliach, to go beyond, the Eibishter will taka give him koiches, the kohena v'kohena, eight times more, v'chulei, if you make a nes, the Eibishter will make a nes. Next week, 2 o'clock is second Seder here. There's no chumash here. Chanukah scheduled is second Seder. The Olim is allowed in Michael Chai. Then it's Zankin Shir.